Some of the greatest leaders in the Bible fell prey to sexual sin. And just about every day we hear about another scandal with another leader falling prey to sexual sin. How can we, as followers of Jesus, live in sexual purity?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
There was a sexual revolution in the 1960s and early 1970s in America and other parts of the world that transformed our culture in many negative, destructive ways, the way we see it today. There needs to be another revolution, a Jesus revolution, a revolution of purity, a revolution turning to God's standards with God's help, a sexual purity revolution. How do we live this out? Come on, we're in this world. There are temptations, there are battles, there are struggles. Many of us have seen our own weaknesses. Many of us have seen friends and colleagues fall, mess up their lives. And yet the Word of God calls us to a high standard. How do we live it out here in this world? Michael Brown, thank you so much for joining us on The Line of Fire. Wednesdays are a day to focus on moral and cultural issues. And with all of the talk with Congressman Wiener being caught in various sexting acts and denial, etc., and the scandal of it and the shame of it, and a lot of the media poking fun, and this is the new laughing stock of the day. My goal is not to poke fun. My goal is for us to examine ourselves and to ask, how can we avoid failing, messing up, sinning against God? Can we, by God's grace and power, live lives that are sexually pure in His sight? Here's what I want to do today. Here's the number to call, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, online, askdrbrown.org. That's askdrbrown.org. Here's what I want to do. I want to open up the discussion. If, number one, at any point in your life, you fell prey to serious sexual sin, and you've seen the power of it, you've seen the destruction of it, you know how it can grip someone, I'd love to hear the perspective of what it is that was so powerful, what it is that seduced, how the door was open. I don't mean to go into graphic detail or recount your whole history, but why is it that when you go through the Word of God, there's a lot about sexual sin? You go through the book of Proverbs, and you trace Proverbs back to Solomon, and Solomon being led astray by other women, by foreign wives, and by his sexual desires, and that ties him in with idolatry and so on. Many, many warnings in Proverbs about this. You get to the end of Nehemiah, and it talks about, look, even Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, fell because of sexual sin. And then in the New Testament, warning after warning, in fact, whenever Paul puts out a list of fleshly sins, he lists sexual sin right at the beginning. What is the power of sexual sin? But then more importantly, maybe you've come out of this, or maybe by God's grace you're living a life of sexual purity. What are keys? Help us with some practical keys. What's been the single most useful principle in your own life that's helped you live in sexual purity, sexual freedom? We're going to talk this through today as practically as we can. We're going to look at Scripture. We're going to talk through the issues, the temptations, so that we will not be part of the failures. We will not be part of those who grieve God's heart and hurt God's people and disappoint the world. We will be among those who shine for the Lord by His grace, by His strength, as redeemed, renewed people in the midst of a fallen world with battle, with temptation. 866-34-TRUTH. Again, simple truths, simple practical things that you've worked out. Maybe the one that's been the most helpful in your own life. Maybe you do ministry and counseling to people with sexual addictions. Maybe, again, you've come out and been free yourself. What are some of the keys that help bring about sexual purity? Or what was some of the power of it that dragged you down or that you've seen drag others down? That's what we'll talk about today in Jesus' name, so that we can be edified, strengthened, and go out and be world changers rather than be changed by the world. And look at what Paul writes, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Messiah loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. How can we be holy?
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We're focusing today on sexual purity, how to live lives pleasing to the Lord. As we hear yet another scandal with another political leader, sex-related, it's easy to just sit back and throw stones and what's with this guy and what an idiot and what a jerk. Of course, my heart goes out to him. He needs the Lord, obviously, and he's publicly humiliated himself, and that's the terrible fruit of sin. It will find us out, and that's why we plead for God's mercy and seek to live lives that are pleasing in his sight. But for me, this is a good time to examine ourselves and to come up with some practical guidelines so that we can live in sexual purity. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We just posted the Facebook question at Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. What are some keys to sexual purity? Okay, before I start to share some of my thoughts and before we go to the phones, I just want to read a testimony to you, okay? And then through the broadcast, I want to be giving something away to those that stand with our ministry. But this just came in right before the show. I was teaching a class this morning, got this email from friends in India. So I want to take a minute to encourage you with a testimony, and then we're going to dive into the subject of sexual purity. When I was in India at the end of last year, my 17th trip, we were working with people who they'd lost loved ones to martyrdom, severe suffering that many were going through. And in one state in particular, horrible story, a woman 8 months pregnant, and she was brutally beaten along with her husband. They were trying to bury their 1.5-year-old daughter in the state of Orissa in the midst of heavy persecution, trying to bury their 1.5-year-old daughter, and the funeral service interrupted, and the couple beaten. She's severely beaten, 8 months pregnant. She loses that baby. So two babies lost in a period of 2 weeks. And anyway, terrible story in terms of human suffering. Well, here's the account from our friends in India. God will work all things out for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. In answer to all our prayers, the men who beat them became Christians and were baptized. And a church is now being built in this previously staunch Hindu village. They have completed the walls and have requested our help to complete the roof. And this dear young woman is now pregnant again. Praise the Lord for his redemption power. You're talking about a militant Hindu village where this woman was beaten and lost her baby and nothing was even done about it, where people have been martyred and nothing was even done about it. God has miraculously worked and saved the people involved, and now a church building going up there for the gospel. The men are baptized. What an amazing testimony. Well, I was just reminded a couple days ago that we have in stock a book called Jesus Foot. It tells the story of my friend Yesu Padam, our worker in India that we labor with every year, one of my closest friends in the world. Jesus Foot, it's the story of his life and ministry. And what we want to do is anyone sending a contribution of any size whatsoever to the ministry today, we'll send you, as our way of saying thank you, the book Jesus Foot, about this extraordinary ministry in India with amazing miracle testimony. So I wanted to share that. 1-800-278-9978. Our team is standing by to take your call. Donation of any size whatsoever, one-time gift, donation of any size, we want to send you this, Jesus Foot, the name of the book, 1-800-278-9978. We'll send it postage paid to you, our way of saying thank you for sowing into our work. And as you sow into us, by the way, it helps us sow into India as well. Okay, quite a testimony, huh? That's amazing. Sexual purity. I'm going to take your calls. I'm going to interact with you. I've got a list myself, but I want to start with one simple principle, okay? Don't say it could never happen to me. Don't say it could never happen to me. 1 Corinthians 10:12, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. There always is a way out. There always is a way of escape. There are things we can do to flee, to put walls up, to not play games with sin, etc. I've got some practical principles for you. But first, please hear me. You can be at the pinnacle of success right now in the business world. You can be the most successful minister in your city. You can be the most happily married person in your county. Everything can be going well. You may be in deep fellowship with Jesus. Don't say to yourself, I could never mess up in that way. That could never happen to me. It's best to say, I will follow God's wisdom, God's principles, so by following these, I will never fall. There are things that we can do, and as we do them walking with the Lord, he will keep us. We don't have to keep looking over our shoulder, fearful, oh, no, I'm going down. The devil's too powerful. He's going to get me. But the flip side, the exact opposite side, don't think this could never happen to me, because I can assure you that most of the people that have gone this way never thought it would happen to them. Therefore, we are not high-minded. We reverence God, but then we know in Jesus there is safety and refuge. And if we follow his principles, things will go well. 866-34-TRUTH. To the phones, beginning with James in New York City. Well, I was going to start with James in New York City. Let's go to Lisa in Orange Park, Florida. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks. Thanks for sharing that beautiful testimony of that family. That was encouraging.
Yeah, amazing.
Just wanted to you to ask if there was, I guess in your introduction, touched on whether or not we have been able to be, you know, what do we think is keeping us from becoming sexual immoral, you know, immoral.
Yes.
And I'm just wanting to just give a little bit of insight from I believe God's revelation, his understanding of his word has kept me personally from being immoral or being involved in any sexual impure thing.
How so?
I started out as a Christian. Just through dynamic teaching, to be quite honest with you, there was one particular teacher that I had watched when I was an early Christian, and I was already married, and I did not grow up in a Christian home, so therefore I'd already, you know, been involved in a relationship before I was married. So I'm not one of those people that say, hey, I've sustained myself and been pure and all that stuff all the days of my life. That's not my testimony, but my testimony is once I came to Christ, he has given me revelation, understanding on what purity is, and given me a heart to stand and walk in that and the grace to do that. And but it was through teaching. And
right,
I understood what happens during the actual, what happens in that type of relationship and that intimate time. And once people really understand, I think, what happens during that in the spiritual realm, it completely changes the dynamics of things. Because that's not only a physical encounter, but that is a supernatural encounter. There's things that transfer during that time.
All right, I'm sorry. So just to jump in, having solid relationship with Jesus and solid foundations in the Word is critical for anything we're going to do. It's just like physical health critical for anything we're going to do. Well, spiritual health being critical. But then the revelation of the power of sexual sin, of the union, the joining of you with another person, either physically, emotionally, both, soulish things that happen, thought life, that there's a power to it, recognizing that and then having a vibrancy in Jesus keeps one separate. Hey, thanks for the observations. Amen. I do appreciate it. Patty in Washington, D.C., thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good to hear you. Hi, Pastor. The reason I'm calling is that this is an ongoing problem with sex in our society, that I think people aren't being taught from an early age how to be chaste, how not to be focused on what's in the world. I think that there has been a lack in some churches of teaching people and bringing people up with the idea of waiting for someone. Now, having mercy on them if they fall, but with the expectation that if God calls you to be married, that's where your sex is going to be. And also, and it starts.
So in other words, sex outside.
Five-year-old kids need to be look at, you know, what it means to be a husband or a wife when they grow up.
All right. So the good example of family married life being set, and the idea that sex outside of marriage is not an option, as opposed to that just being the norm in the culture, and it's no big deal, and it's the exception to the rule to keep yourself pure until marriage, as opposed to, well, of course we do. This is how we live. And setting godly examples in the home, yeah, amen to those things, I agree. 866-34-TRUTH. Someone comes up to you. I'm struggling with sexual sin. I'm just full of lust all the time, or I'm verging on adultery or fornication or pornography or, you know, what do you tell them? Well, this person's a believer. This person is born again. This person knows Jesus, and they want to please the Lord. What do you tell that person? What things have been fruitful in your own life? What makes sexual sin so powerful? 866-34-TRUTH. A couple of points again. Don't say it could never happen to me. just like don't say a heart attack could never happen to me or a car accident could never happen to me. If we live certain ways, we will go in the opposite direction from certain things happening to us. Flee youthful lust is what Paul writes to Timothy. With that, don't play games. Don't see how close you can get to the fire. Proverbs, the fifth chapter, tells us that if you're going to play with fire, your clothes are going to be burned. Don't play games with the thing. Don't flirt with it. Don't see how close you can get to it before crossing a certain line. What websites, what flirtation, what relationship you can have before you go too far. No, no, don't play games with it. Cut it off. Don't cut it back. More to come.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We are focused on walking in sexual purity today on the Line of Fire. Every day we want to walk in sexual purity, but we're focused on it today in the broadcast. 866-34-TRUTH. On Facebook, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown, where we have put up the question, what are things we can do to help us walk in sexual purity? I'm just thinking at different Facebook posts on my personal page and the ministry page. A lot of great comments. Guard eye gates and ear gates. Take captive every thought. Don't dwell on sinful thoughts. The infilling of the Holy Spirit, obedience to Scripture, seeking to really walk in love. For those who are married, I'd say a regular physical connection with your spouse. When the light comes in, darkness has to flee. Fill yourself with the light in the Lord through prayer, fasting, and Scripture. Not having access to the internet. Seriously, being very discriminating in the media you consume is important. Amen. We don't realize how sexually super saturated our media is. After a few years of not watching TV at all, I watched the Super Bowl with some friends and was appalled at the amount of brazen sexual content in the advertisements. Absolutely. I realized that it was always there, but coming back to it after a while of disconnect really highlighted it for me. I also avoid most movies as well at this point for the same reason. I think that especially for men, we need to respect our women and stop treating them as objects or as inferiors, but as people who have the same access to the throne of grace that we do. 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee, run, keep on running. Deal with the root causes that make you vulnerable in the light rather than trying to treat your symptoms in the dark. All good comments. Again, I've said, to help us walk in sexual purity, number one, don't say it could never happen to me. Number two, don't play games with it. Don't try to drink enough poison without it killing you. Okay, it bothers me, but it doesn't kill me. When I got saved, I understood that meant no more shooting drugs, no more getting high. It wasn't a matter of how much can I tolerate without getting addicted again or how much can I take without it hurting me. No, it was sin, therefore cut it off. Jesus doesn't say cut the sin back, but cut off that which offends. And all too often, we find a safety zone, a comfort zone where I can commit this sin without it going too far. I can have this friendship without it going too far. I can watch this show without it going too far. This much pollution is okay. This glance is okay. This attitude is okay. These thoughts are okay, but I won't let it go further. First, we're defiling ourselves every day in doing that. Second, we're grieving the heart of the Lord. And third, we're deadening and dulling ourselves to make it easier to commit more serious sins and do the things that we never dreamed of doing. So rather than cut the thing back, if you know it's sin, cut it off in terms of that behavior or that relationship if it is sin in God's sight. 866-34-TRUTH. All right, we've reconnected with James in New York City. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Anthony Weiner, those things don't just happen overnight. It gradually builds up to that. For myself, yep. I was attracted to the internet years ago and the chat room, and I was married. And I started talking to women on there innocently, but then you find someone that you have something in common with, and an attraction starts, and before you know it, you're trading pictures back and forth. You know, and it took a long time to get out of that, you know.
Yeah, and James, I'm so glad you raised that, because with internet, like it could be email, you know, something that I had to realize. You start emailing people over a period of, you know, you wouldn't call people a certain way, but now email, you can get 50 emails in an hour from 30 different people, and you're shooting back responses, and it can all seem impersonal. But what if it's one person too much? What if it's too much communication? Do you need to put, you know, a comment in here, or this remark, or that remark? And before you know it, like you said, it can happen where you had walls and parameters with certain behaviors, you know, like you might never talk to a woman alone in a room, but now you're talking to someone in a chat room somewhere, like you said, or for, you know, Christian chat, exchanging comments on a blog somewhere. So you're absolutely right. We then have to look and say, okay, here's another way of potential access. And it's so important to realize it does start little by little. And then, James, was there a point where you found you're emotionally caught up with someone and doing things that you otherwise would not have done in terms of communication?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it got very inappropriate. And you think to yourself, what am I doing? You know, but this person makes you feel good, and there was something lacking in my marriage, obviously, that caused me to go down that route.
Right, and then sadly, James, is that we justify it. Well, you know, my spouse isn't what he used to be or she used to be, or things aren't the way they used to be, or I deserve this, and we think in carnal, self-serving ways, and then it opens the door even more. James, thanks for calling and sharing that honestly. Look, we need to be vigilant. I don't get up in the morning looking out for the devil and what he's got planned for me. If I get up in the morning, I'm looking to the Lord, and what does he have planned for me, and how can I please him? But I understand I'm in a war, and I understand that internet and media really are a minefield, and we must be careful. We must guard our hearts and minds. We must guard the actions, the attitudes. And yeah, there are times, look, there are times when it seems that nothing can tempt me. You know what I'm saying? It's like you just feel so God-consumed and God-conscious that anything comes within 100 miles of you, it feels like it's going to bounce off of you. But there are other times you feel you're just oppressed or hit with every kind of thought or discouragement or lie or temptation, whatever it is. The fact is there always is a battle. The fact is there always is a place of refuge. The fact is there always is victory in Jesus, but a lot of it is worked out practically. It's not all discovering a magical formula. So let me say again, don't say it could never happen to me. Don't play games with it. Okay, here, look, if one thing, a habit Nancy and I have had for some time now, just a good thing that we think is great for accountability, and if anyone ever came with a false accusation, if I'm emailing someone, I don't mean some business thing, you know, there's a female representative at a car rental place that just sent me the contract on something that I've got to approve, you know, but I'm talking about interaction with people we know. If I'm doing it, if it's with a female, I'll just blind copy her. And it's not to, the last thing she's going to do is be reading these, because there could be lots and lots of emails, but it's simply to say, well, I didn't say anything that I wouldn't have said in the presence of my wife. Why wouldn't I want to do that? Why wouldn't I want to copy her? Do you hear what I'm saying? So sometimes just being wise and acting in ways that are upright keeps the door shut on more serious problems. So if you know something's wrong, don't cut it off. Don't cut it back. Cut it off. And then, look, this stuff is going to germinate in our minds, thought life. What is going on in our minds? What do we think about? Where do we let our thoughts go? What do we meditate on? What do we dream about? Major questions. Okay, we'll be back. We're going to take this up a lot more, but this amazing book, Jesus Foot, tells the extraordinary story of the ministry of my friend Yesu Padam in India. I've been with him 17 times in India. The stuff in the book is mind-boggling but true. We have some copies, and we want to send them to you as our way of saying thank you for any contribution of any size. We'll send this to you as our postage-paid gift. So give us a call, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. 9978. You'll be stirred. You'll be changed. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of any size whatsoever to the Line of Fire today.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Why does Paul put sexual sin at the beginning of his list when he deals with sins of the flesh in the New Testament? Read them through. Read through lists in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Ephesians chapter 5, Galatians chapter 5, Colossians chapter 3. And you'll see that sexual sin, sexual immorality, is at the beginning of the list. Why? What is it that makes it so powerful? Why is it that people that can live upright lives and have high standards and do so many things right end up falling prey to base temptation, lust, desires? What's the power of it? How can it be broken in Jesus' name? 866-34-TRUTH. Thanks for being with us on the line of fire. If you can't get through on the phones, you can post your comment on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. But let me dive back into the, which way to go? A lot of good comments waiting for us. Okay, Summer in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for calling the line of fire.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to comment on this because I've grown up with a purity ring, and I've grown up, I was in church and everything. And my mom's a single mom, but she's always taught me, like, Christian principles and stuff like that. Well, just a couple months ago, I started dating this guy.
How old are you, Summer?
I'm 19, college.
Great. 19.
And I met him in college, and straight from the start, my mom was like, you're unequally yoked, you know, it's not going to work out. And, you know, he understood that I had a purity ring, and he was like, you know what, that's fine, you know, we'll make it work and everything. Well, then 6 months into the relationship, he started pressuring me, and I told him, you know, I'm sorry, I can't, like, you know, it's against God and everything, but, you know, you love them, so, you know, you want to compromise, but you know you can't because you don't want to choose between God and him. So I ended up having to end the relationship, but I did compromise in other ways. You know, I did come home at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, and my mom was up upset and everything. But I just wanted to say to any parents that are listening, like, it's possible, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't give up on your kids. You know, my mom was up there, you know, of course I had the lecture the next day and everything, but she would always stay up and make sure I was home and, you know, and she just wouldn't give up. She wouldn't give up. And I'm just saying, like, she's the one that saved me. She really is the one that saved me from that, you know. And if she wasn't in my face telling me, you know, what you're doing is wrong, it's sin, and, you know, I probably would be somewhere
else. Well, Summer, I appreciate you knew that ultimately that was done for you in love. And thankfully, you're not looking at this on the other side of I can't believe what I did and I compromised or I'm pregnant or I have a sexually transmitted disease or I defiled my conscience. So having to do it over again, Summer, would you have never started that relationship?
Yes. Now I know I am not ever going to get in a relationship unless it's with somebody that I know is born-again Christian, because you can't. You think you can change them. You really do, and you want to change them, but you can't. You have to let the Holy Spirit change them. They can't do it themselves. You can't do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, oh, you know, if I read the Bible with him, you know, and a lot of times I would try to read the Bible with him, but it was kind of like he was doing it for me, kind of, you know,
right. But
then he wasn't really into it. So it's like, I don't know. You know, I compromised in other ways. I didn't compromise in that way, but I did compromise in other ways. And, you know, and I just, and now I know, you know.
Yeah, well, thank God you can speak to a whole lot of people through the radio right now and say, don't do what I did. Encourage parents to keep standing for what's right and setting godly examples. And look, it's a whole lot easier to walk past that door when it's closed than to open that door and get real cozy in there and then have to break away. That's why, instead of, as I've been saying on the broadcast, we don't play games with the thing. Before the thing has its pull on you, friend, before the thing has power over you, while you're walking in freedom, enjoy the freedom. Stay free, clean, and keep your distance from the things that would destroy it. Summer, thank you for calling and sharing that. What a lesson for us to learn.
Fire we want, for fire we please. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, a lot of the world, the media is mocking, a lot of talk radio mocking Congressman Anthony Weed. And what we're trying to do is look at our own lives and say, how can we walk in sexual purity? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us here on The Line of Fire. We talk about moral, cultural, spiritual revolution. Friends, if it doesn't come down to sexual purity as part of that Jesus revolution, we'll never get it right. We will be off track right from the base, the get-go. 866-34-TRUTH. Some simple keys to helping walk in sexual purity. One, don't say it could never happen to me. I could never mess up. I'd never fall in that way. Don't play games. If you know the thing is wrong, don't flirt with it. Don't play games with it. Don't see how close you can get to it before falling over the cliff. If you know something's wrong, cut it off. Don't cut it back. Look, if that's a relationship with someone you're not married to and you're getting emotionally attached, don't just try to cut back on it a little bit so you're not as emotionally attached. Cut it off. It's wrong. Be ruthless with the root causes of sin. Thought life. What do we meditate on? What do we think about? Where do we let our minds go during the day, at night? What do we fill our minds with? Are we meditating on Scripture and keeping that before us and retraining and reprogramming our thinking? What about overall discipline in our lives? Do we think that we can say yes to the flesh in every other way and yet successfully fight the flesh when it comes down to sexual temptation? What about the beauty of holiness? Meditating on the wonder and beauty of God so that we understand this is not God calling us to do something hard and difficult, but God calling us into the beauty of his own nature. Recognizing the ugliness of sin. I mean, there's so many things that can help us walk in sexual purity. And for me, the more we can be armed with, the better. I preached a message called Acharit, The Final Consequences of Sin and Righteousness, probably the best-known message I've preached anywhere around the world. You can listen to it free online. So I want to encourage you to visit our website, askdrbrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire, and you will see a link to the Acharit message. You can listen to it free online. It is a word you'll never forget, a Hebrew word you'll never forget, a truth you'll never forget, and it might just save you from death. Again, you can listen to it free on the website, askdrbrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire. That is specifically today's focus, so you'll have links for that. Kim in Jacksonville, Florida, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hello?
Hello, Kim. You're on the air.
Yeah, hey. Thanks for taking my call. Just a quick background on me. I was in a lot of sexual sin before I was a Christian, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit for 13 years, and then backslid for a year and a half, and was right back in that sexual sin. And I believe that a lot of it had to do with the people that I had in my home. You know, I had a heart for people who were lost, but I knew that they had sexual issues in their life, and I allowed them in my home. This is a spiritual warfare. When they left my home, I did not take authority over their spirits that were in my house, and I believe that they got on me.
So in other words, you want to minister to people, help people that are in sexual sin, but you're not treating it with the right battle zone mentality. You're ministering to them. You're trying to do the right thing, good thing, without realizing, okay, there's a spiritual battle. There's a spiritual world here. And you felt you opened the door without effectively closing it. What got you back out after you fell away during that time?
I had a few different people in my home, but that were prostitutes and just, you know, had a lot of sexual sins in their lives. And like I said, after they were, you know, left my home, I didn't take authority over their spirits, but I knew that were in their life. Okay, it came down to a simple little thing that Satan threw out there, as simple as, oh, cuddling won't hurt. And then I gave thought to that, and the next thing you know, I was in the almost identical sexual sin as this person that was in my home, that I didn't take authority over their spirit. So much so that their boyfriend's name was identical to my boyfriend's name. Their sexual, when we spoke about the sexual things we did, they were identical.
So, I mean, so you open, right, so the thought, right, the thought comes in, the thought comes in saying, okay, little cuddling won't hurt, even though you knew it was wrong. You're playing with fire. Why are you doing what you're doing? And then it opens the door, and next thing, the collapse. Listen, another clear warning. Can I just repeat what our last three callers have said? One tells us, James from New York City, about his experience, right, that he started to interact with women in a chat room and then ends up falling into inappropriate behavior. Look, he didn't say he was in a porno chat room. It could have been Christians meeting and fellowship, who knows what, but then you start to interact more with the person, you get an emotional connection, you're interested, so on. He ends up then exchanging pictures and so on. Okay, started innocently enough, it seemed, right? And then another young lady, 19 years old, she's going to win this guy to the Lord. The mother says, you're unequally yoked. No, she's going to win him to the Lord. They read the Bible together, and thankfully she breaks away before committing sexual sin. That's the grace and mercy of God at work there. But you just open the door, play with the thing a little. It's not so bad. And it's a little cuddling. You're not going to do anything more than that. Here. A good question to always ask is, which direction is this leading? It's part of this Acharit message that I recommend to listen to free online at AskDrBrown.org. Click on the line of fire for today's show and for links to that. Which direction is this heading? If I continue interacting with this person in this way, if I continue sharing my heart, if I continue with these thoughts, which direction is this leading? Where will it go? What fruit will it bear? If it will bear fruit of righteousness and holiness and purity and love and stability, it's wonderful. If you keep going that direction, it's going to be fruit of lust or adultery or fornication or impurity or perversion. You don't want to go in that direction. Again, that's the Jesus counsel. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, throw away. Not talking about the physical hand, but the actions, the deeds that would bring us in a wrong direction. Or the eye, the thoughts, the desires, the foot, the direction that we take. Don't modify the behavior to cut it back a little. If it's wrong, cut it off. Again, when I got saved, I understood it wasn't a matter of reduce my drug shooting. It was a matter of get rid of it because the whole thing was wrong in God's sight. Therefore, I threw the stuff away, got rid of it, and by God's grace, going on 40 years now, free from those things that once so terribly bound me. 866-34-TRUTH, Alice, in Houston, Texas. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
I agree with everything you say. I believe that the key is your relationship with the Lord. I mean, all those things you said, don't say it can't happen to you. Knowledge is power. And I think, you know, when everyone does have a relationship with the Lord or when they first get saved, you know, that's not it. You have to keep learning and learning and learning. And, you know, in my younger years, I would say looking back, I was bound by sexual sin. And then it kind of happened innocently, just like I think the situation just presented itself where all of a sudden, like, all those things came rushing back. And for me personally, I realized that I was struggling, like, being torn, like, you know, kind of like I'm in the middle, Satan's on the right, and, you know, God's on the left, you know. And the thing that helped me was my relationship. In my mind, first of all, we're in the New Testament, we're pulled away into sin by our own evil desires.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why I threw that out. That's just important to me.
Yeah, well, there is.
Anyway,
we can't just blame the devil out there. There's something in us that has to be appealed to or drawn on in order to get us to go a certain direction.
Yeah, because we can't fight that. Whenever we're in sin, we cannot conquer that on our own, by our own flesh. We need help from the Lord. So the thing that I just want to tell everybody, if you're stuck, if you find yourself in a situation, I mean, right in the middle where, you know, in your mind, you know that it's wrong. What I did was I looked over there and I saw Jesus hanging on the cross and I saw God right beside him. He was just looking sad, looking at me, shaking his head back and forth, saying, man, I did this for you, and then you're going to, you know, go over there. So I believe it's your relationship with,
with your Lord.
Yeah,
you know, if you love someone and he loves us that much.
Yep, you know, it's true. It is true. It's foundationally, everyone is going to do this differently. In other words, some person, it could be by meditating on, you're looking at Jesus and the Father being grieved and so on. That's helpful. But bottom line is, there's no substitute for a vibrant relationship with Jesus. Because when you have a vibrant relationship with the Lord and you're really walking solidly with him, when the devil comes knocking at your door, you're not interested in listening. And you're not feeding the flesh and you're not playing with things that are deceptive and destructive. So that keeps us right in the middle of the river. It's a whole lot harder to crash along the banks.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
The Word of God plainly, clearly, definitively, definitely calls us to sexual purity, calls us to holiness, calls us to say no to the sins of the flesh, sexual sins being high on the list of those listed in Scripture. Very destructive in so many ways, very powerful in so many ways. How do we live this out? How do we live lives well-pleasing to the Lord? Yes, it's his grace, his power, but he works in us, through us, gives us practical wisdom as well. How do we live this out? 866-34-TRUTH. Again, go to the website. We've got lots of materials there that will really help you, edify you. AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Let me try to get to a bunch of calls in these next few minutes. Gwen in Herndon. All right, well, that's easier than getting to Gwen right now. Couldn't hold any longer. Denise in Staten Island, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. If you talk, I can hear you.
Okay, hi. My name is Denise. And I just wanted to say that by the grace of God, I'm here today, and I was married, but my husband divorced me and deserted me, and I ended up in several other relationships with men, and I wasn't proud of it, and I wasn't getting anything from it, and it left me with an STD. But God brought me a long way, and I was not knowledgeable in his word about how he felt about us, his children, sinning against him in this way and sinning against our own bodies and the damage it can cause us and others. And he's been dealing with me about that and other things. And I know Rome wasn't built in a day, and I know I just have to, flee.
Yeah.
And resist the devil, submit myself unto God, and resist the devil. And according to his word,
yes,
he shall flee from you.
Denise, yeah, let me just ask you. You know that the Lord has forgiven you. You feel confident that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so important because, you know, there's an STD and you could live like there's this guilt hanging over you. But, yeah, the blood of Jesus really does cleanse. It really does wash. And if you walk with him and keep the door shut, it's amazing that it really can become lifestyle. And things that used to drag you down, they just don't touch you anymore. And are you experiencing that in part or in measure?
In part I am. I have other... like I have an addiction of smoking cigarettes, and I'm really asking God to help me and deliver me from that temptation and help me to flee that sin, and I'm being encouraged every day. And
good.
I know in the scriptures it says, you know, beware lest you fall. You know, where you stand, you could fall. And you know, God is gracious, and he's long-suffering, and he don't want any of us to perish. And I just want to encourage everybody out there, if you're struggling, and you know you're a child of God, and he loves you, and no matter what you're going through, he understands. And don't, you know, make it even harder for yourself by isolating yourself from the people who love you, who really care about you, who know the Lord and who walk with God and who can encourage you. And just, you know, just live one day at a time and live it before God.
Amen. Hey, I'm just jumping in because of the time here. But, Denise, thanks for sharing openly. Thanks for being a picture of God's grace and mercy in our lives. And as you draw close to him every day, may he become the strength of your life that just so overflows things that people look at you and they want what you have. There is that place of contentment. There is that place of blessing. There is that place of fellowship and strength in him. So thanks for sharing that. And look, I'm so glad that we've had calls today. I wanted to get to more callers, and I apologize for not being able to, but some of you had a bit more to say, and I wanted to give space to it. I'm so glad that we just did not hear from perfect, sinless callers today, that we did not hear from people who have no history, that we didn't hear from people who said, well, I've never made the mistake, so I can't relate to those who do sin and who do fall. No, I'm glad we heard from those who said, this was a wrong path. I was walking with the Lord. I fell away. I didn't listen to my mother's counsel. I got unequally yoked. I didn't understand what God said about relationships or the damage we could do to ourselves sleeping around and how it would grieve the Lord. I'm so glad we heard from people like that, but we didn't hear from them in the midst of hopelessness. We heard from them in the midst of, that was behind me. I'm different. I see things differently now. I'm living differently. I make different choices. So maybe I'm talking to you right now and you are in the midst of the struggle. Turn back to the Lord. His mercy is new every morning. Yeah, I know you've hit a wall before. Turn back to him and plead with him for mercy, grace, to deliver you out of the pit. You may have to make radical lifestyle changes. You may have to change the environment where you are. Say, Lord, whatever it takes, deliver me from this. And then walk in the light you have. Do what you know how to do. Act in the way that you know is right. Take whatever step you can, and his mercy, his power can help you then rocket out of other things that are wrong and bring you to a place of freedom. I want to encourage you that if you continue in his word, you really will be a disciple and you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, it doesn't mean you won't have a rough day or a temptation. It doesn't mean that you won't think a thought and disappoint the Lord yourself. What do? You turn back. You turn quickly. You ask for washing, cleansing, and you keep moving in the right direction. And if you can get to our website, askdrbrown.org, click on the Line of Fire for today's show for relevant resources, many of which you can just listen to free online, and right there, that could be a lifeline. Or send us a note if you need special prayer, and we will absolutely pray for you. In case you missed this earlier in the broadcast, my dear friend, Yesu Padam, I've worked with him now for 17-plus years, actually over 18 years in India, one of my closest friends in the world. We have had our lives threatened together preaching the gospel in India. He has been stoned for his faith. His wife, Padmini, was raised from the dead many years ago. Extraordinary story. A lot of it's in this book, Jesus Foot. It was just drawn to my attention that we had some of these here as I shared an amazing testimony from India at the top of this hour today. So we want to say thank you to anyone that sends a gift into our ministry today of any size whatsoever. Our way of saying thank you is to send you this book, Jesus Foot, the story of God's work in and through the life of P.A. Supadam and Love and Care Ministries in India and around the world. Our gift to you, postage paid, for your contribution of any size. Give us a call at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire is another way to take advantage of this. But simplest, give us a buzz, 1-800-278-9978. Just ask for the India book, the Jesus Foot book, our gift to you, our way of saying thank you for your contribution of any size to us whatsoever. My bottom line, sexual purity in the Lord is possible and attainable. While we may battle with temptation and have to say no to the flesh all the days of our lives, in Jesus, through his blood, through his word, by his spirit, we have been equipped in such a way that we can live lives that are pure and holy and honorable. Don't listen to the lies of the world. You can be a holy man, a holy woman in the Lord. Some of the greatest leaders in the Bible fell prey to sexual sin. And just about every day we hear about another scandal with another leader falling prey to sexual sin. How can we, as followers of Jesus, live in sexual purity?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Can you imagine you're a politician? You work hard for years to get to a certain point. You have a certain amount of power, influence, people looking to you, voting for you, political aspirations, and then private sexual escapades over the internet come to light of the whole world, and you become mocked and reviled, and you're fighting for your political career and your marriage. Why do we do it? You say, we, well, that was somebody, yeah, people, human race, why do we do it? Why do godly leaders lose everything for a sexual fling or relationship? Why does sometimes we say and do and think things that we can't imagine we'd ever do, and we do? Why? How does it happen? What's the power of sexual sin? How is it that we as God's people can walk in sexual purity? We're focusing on that today, our focus in the midst of moral, cultural, spiritual revolution, sexual purity. 866-34-TRUTH. What are some of the most helpful things that you have found in order to walk in sexual purity? What are some things that you could share with someone else that wants to be holy, that wants to please the Lord, that wants to live an upright life before Him? What are some things that you have found helpful, useful? You can also weigh in on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. Okay, we're going to spend an entire hour talking about that. First, I want to mention a couple of other interesting items. I don't have the exact date on this. The internet dates seem to be wrong, but I got the report 2 days ago. New Islamic dress code at several universities impacts women and men alike. Schools given a note informing of new dress code. This is in Iran. Iran has implemented an Islamic dress code at several universities in the country, banning, among other things, female students from putting on long nails and donning bright clothes and tattoos. Universities were given a note informing them of the new dress code. The code prohibits women from wearing caps or hats without scarves, tight and short jeans, and body piercing, except earrings. It also bans male students from dyeing their hair, plucking eyebrows, wearing tight clothes, shirts with very short sleeves, and jewelry. How about this? Also 2 days ago, this is Jerusalem Post staff. Lebanon bans Lady Gaga album as offensive to Christians. Lebanon! Flamboyant pop star's top-selling album, Born This Way, reportedly seized by Lebanese security agency upon delivery to country. U.S. singer Lady Gaga's latest album, Born This Way, has been banned by Lebanon's general security for being offensive to Christianity. It had this Judas song in it. So Lebanon banned it. Okay, another news item here, and then we're going to focus the broadcast on how to walk in sexual purity. This is from the Center of Disease Control. More risky behaviors among gay, bisexual high school students. Now, it's the punchline that you got to hear. It's a sad enough story, but it's the punchline. One of the first and largest national studies of the behaviors of American high school students finds that those who identify as gay, lesbian, or bisexual are more likely than their heterosexual peers to take unhealthy risks. A study conducted over 8 years found that rates of smoking, drinking or other drug use, risky sexual behaviors, suicidal behaviors, and violence were higher among gay or bisexual teens than among their straight peers. And who's at fault? You and I. It's our problem. It's our fault. We are not doing enough to make these students feel safe. It's obviously our fault. This report should be a wake-up call for families, schools, and communities that we need to do a much better job of supporting these young people. This according to Howell Wexler, director of CDC's Division of Adolescent and School Health. We're very concerned that these students face such dramatic disparities for so many different health risks. So they face the disparities. There's nothing about being gay, lesbian, or bisexual in itself that could possibly tend to more promiscuity, more risky sexual behaviors, or be conducive to more drugs, drinking. That's impossible. It's our fault. Sad study, sad news. God has a better way. It's called the gospel.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Sexual purity. Can we really live lives that are pleasing in God's sight? Live lives of sexual purity? Is God's word in us, God's spirit in us, the work of the blood of Jesus in us, real enough that we can live lives that are not immoral, that are not unclean? Oh, we strive to be perfect, to be fully, completely, 100% given over to the Lord. That's our lifetime goal that we seek to walk out. Can we really live in sexual purity? If the word calls us to, the answer is yes. 866-34-TRUTH. What are practical steps that we can take to help us walk this out? AskDrBrown.org. Click on the line of fire. By all means, go to the website today and click on the line of fire, because we always post relevant resources, some of which are free. You can listen to online, read online, and be edified and strengthened. Okay, before I go to the phones, let me lay out some simple thoughts for you, practical steps. What got me on this subject, of course, sexual purity is something that as a man seeking to please the Lord is something I want to walk in every day of my life, and therefore everyday choices are being made. Don't look at this, don't think this, don't, right? I mean, most of us, there's something around us that's going to be of some sexual nature that could be a temptation or a distraction or just something defiling or whatever. So we're walking to please the Lord all the time, walking to be holy, love him, please him, honor him in our thought life and our words and our attitudes, etc., right? As leaders in particular, be able to tell people, follow me as I follow the Messiah. But with so much of the media talking about Congressman Anthony Weiner and being caught in sexual sin on the internet and so on and so forth, I'm hearing a lot of people bashing him. I'm reading articles bashing him, even conservatives, even some would be Christian, it seems, bashing the guy. We don't have to bash. He's suffering enough right now. I hope he can turn to the Lord and find forgiveness and freedom and begin a new life in Jesus. But I look at this and say, what can we learn? What can we learn from it? So number one, don't say it can never happen to me. What happened to that guy, that idiot, that Christian leader, that hypocrite, it can never happen to me. What happened to her? Look at her. No. 1 Corinthians 10:12, if you think you stand, take heed lest you fall. I'm confident in Jesus. Outside of Jesus, I'm not confident. Okay? The worst imaginable thing can happen to me or you if we open the wrong doors, if we play the wrong game. So second thing, don't play games. If you know the thing is wrong, don't flirt with it. If you know the thing is inappropriate, don't give place to it. For what purpose? Why? Feed the flesh just a little? Titillate the flesh just a little? Satisfy the desire just a little? All it's going to do is create an appetite for more and an addiction for more. If you know the thing is wrong, don't cut it off. Cut it back. Excuse me. I've got it written correctly in my notes and I've said it wrong. Don't cut it back. Cut it off. If I know the thing is poison, here, let's use a different analogy. You got a rattlesnake in your house, okay? And the rattlesnake is coming in the bedroom where your little kids are playing, and you run up behind you and you hit it over the head with a shovel and you stun it. You don't walk out of the room because it's stunned. No, you hit that thing a few more times until you know it's dead, and you probably take it downstairs and chop it up until you know it's dead, and then put it in a bag and throw it in a garbage can somewhere. You make sure that thing's deadly. That thing is a threat. There's nothing good about it. So you don't play with it, and you don't just try to curtail the amount of rattlesnakes in the home. No, you get rid of it. Don't cut the sinful thing back. Cut the sinful thing off, and you'll save yourself a whole lot of grief. To the phones, Lysandra in Jersey City, New Jersey, thanks for calling the line of fire.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you? I first of all wanted to thank you for, I recently came across your program, and just as things that we all, no matter what grade or level we are in our Christianity or walk with life, you know, walk with the Lord, it's just one of the things that's helped me a lot. Because your shows are really real, down to earth, and speak about actual and real situations such as this.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
All right. One of the things I wanted to, and I've been listening to the show, one of the things that I wanted to just point out is through my own experiences, and I'm a single mom, and now I've been saved for about 2 years almost, and living in sexual sin along with other sinful acts has been something that has been part of my life for a long time. So reframing from that has been, it hasn't been easy. But I'm now convinced that sexual sin is one of humans' biggest weaknesses, just
yes.
because of a lot of reasons, but just the variety of sexual sins, acts, homosexuality, porn and whatever, whatever form there is, just fantasizing or just desires. As I think along with like other addictions, like drugs and so forth, it's just one of our bigger battles.
Yeah, and let me just say this, Lysandra, that when you talk about the power of sexual sin, let's face it, it's one thing for someone to go into the inner city or find some contact somewhere in their school and purchase heroin, get a needle, go in their house and shoot heroin like I did before I was saved. It's another thing to think a lustful thought.
Mm.
You know, I can be on, right, and I not only that, it's a whole lot easier,
mm-hmm.
and I can be online all day long. There's almost nothing that's going to come my way jumping at me that's going to try to pull me back into drugs, but there can be all kinds of sensual images of women. I'm on a news website looking for something, and there's some story, there's some picture, or you're walking down the street in the city. You know, it's summertime, people dress certain ways, you put
yep.
on television, there's a commercial, or, so stuff is jumping out all the time, and then there's just human desires. You can be lonely, you can be longing for
right.
someone, your mind can think back to other things. So we can't take this casually.
Right.
There is real power to it. And thankfully, though, we can live new lives, though, so that the things that were once so powerful, like choking us, they don't even bother us anymore.
Mm.
And as you can...
Yeah, that's absolutely true about how it can be done. It can be done. It's hard. It's ongoing, just like any sin, but just looking at it from the point of view where this was such a part of, your life, or, using myself as an example, it is possible, but it's a daily, you have to stay on top of it daily. You have to stay on top of edifying yourself, reading the Bible, spending time, with the Lord in prayer.
Yeah.
There's a lot that and you don't. And then eventually, you know, just like anything else, you stray away from it, like you were saying, how you have to cut it out. You have to, there's a girl that had called in about how she was letting certain people in her life. And
right,
I
right,
mean,
in
that
the
is
first
so
hour.
Detrimental.
Right,
right now, I'm seeing how the Lord has had me cut so many people off to the point where you do feel lonely, or you do feel just in my case, how I used to be so popular, and now it's like, you know, a lot of people look at me, a little crazy sometimes, but that's okay, because you have to know who you're letting in and be very particular about who you're letting in and the actions, just what you're, what you're surrounding yourself around.
Yeah, I fully agree. It's not a negative bondage thing. It's wisdom. It's saving your life. It's protecting yourself. And you can't worry about how anybody else lives. Well, they do this because they're not you. And if you can remember something that is so, so helpful in walking in purity, is if you remember back to how it wasn't worth it.
Yes.
When you disobeyed, when you went the way of the flesh, how you had regret afterwards, how you
yes.
felt defiled, disappointed. And if you can remember that first, because when the temptation's knocking at the door, it's
mm-hmm.
not telling you that. It's saying, you
beautiful.
Need this.
It looks so appealing.
Right, beautiful.
Like...
You're going to feel relieved. You're going to feel better. This is, and look, this is a blessing from the Lord. That deception can even come. When you break through that with remembering
yes.
the unclean, the guilt, the wrongness, or a caller in the first hour ends up with sexually transmitted disease, and the final consequences of sin, boy, when that's real to us, in a moment of weakness, it really does help us stay free. And here's the other thing. Sometimes you feel trapped and it seems like there's no way out. It's a lie. There is a way out. You know, it's like your thoughts, your mind going in one direction. Sometimes you just say, no, walk out the room, go get a meal, call a friend, call out to Jesus. And it's like the spell is broken. Hey, Lysandra, stand strong in the Lord. Keep growing day by day in Jesus. Know that he is working in you mightily, and that your life will shine for him. 866-34-TRUTH. Okay, I will get to the phones on the other side of the break here. Not enough time to take another call. But, again, practical steps. Don't say it could never happen to me. Don't play games with things that are sinful or unclean. If you know the thing is wrong, cut it off. Don't just cut it back. Thought life. What do you meditate on? Where do you let your mind go when it just goes? What do you put in your mind? What are you filling your thoughts with? Is there worship? Is there adoration? Is there truth of Scripture? Is just the world? Look, you're going to watch television 3 hours a day and surf the net 3 hours a day and find your thought life on Jesus unless all you're watching is Christian preaching and reading the Word online. You hear what I'm saying? All right, back with more.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
We continue to be focused on sexual purity, our subject today. Wednesdays on The Line of Fire, we focus on moral, cultural issues, and sexual purity has got to be one that could be in the news, in our talks, in our studies, in our prayer every day of the week. 866-34-TRUTH online. Ask Dr. Brown. Click on The Line of Fire. Excuse me. Ask drbrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire. I've got a special announcement to make to you in a moment, but I want to dive back to the phones first. Joseph in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hi, Doctor. I've got something going on in my life that I've been searching Scripture and trying to get counsel on. I was married for 44 years, and my wife passed away about 14 months ago. Mm. And, you know, I'm in the Word every day. I pray. I go to church 2-3 times a week. I love the Lord. But I found myself, it's a little embarrassing, but masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just, not chronically or obsessively or, you know, viewing pornography or even fantasizing. It's almost weird. It's almost like just a physical thing that, you know, Kate, I don't know. I'm dealing with it, and I'm sure I need prayer in this area. And you've already answered a lot of my question on the previous callers I was listening to.
All right. Well, I'm glad. And thanks for sharing honestly. And Joseph, I'm sure the situation you address is something that many listeners have had to deal with over the years, but just kind of thing people don't talk about. A few things just to consider in this. And by the way, I didn't get this on our website before the show today, but there's a great book by a fellow named Steve Gallagher, and I meant to reference it today. I'm going to get him on the show one of these days. Steve Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-E-R. On the Altar of Sexual Idolatry. But if you just search online for Steve Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R, it's a really helpful book that would be great for everyone to read that is dealing with any sexual temptation or issues like this. But I'll just say a few things in response. First is, the Bible never explicitly addresses the subject of masturbation. So an alleged verse here or there that talks about it, it actually never explicitly says anything about it. What it does address are issues of self-control, both for single and married people. And again, 44 years of marriage, I'm sorry to hear about the loss. That's got to be unbelievably jarring emotionally after all those years together. So there obviously a lot of things go on in life at the same time. But the Bible does address the issue of self-control in terms of mastering our bodies, whether we're married or single, and we're called to holiness within that. That's 1 Corinthians 7, talking about holiness within marriage. 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about it. But then the bigger issue that is explicit is the thought life. And that would be the thing that's really the question. And I'm not asking you to respond to this, but between you and the Lord, where are your thoughts that are causing this to happen, that are contributing to this? If someone had a memory of, you know, the middle of the night, had a memory of being with their spouse or something like that and realized that they were getting sexually aroused, that's very different from someone sitting around thinking lustful thoughts or just imagining things or fantasizing about some other person or
whatever. Is, the first thing you said, that's exactly what usually brings that on. I would say always. It's always, you know, my wife.
Right. So I think you just need to, right, just ask the Lord to help you to walk in a greater discipline. And when you see these things happening, then to do your best just to change the behavior at it, whatever you're doing, you know, turn a light on, do something as minor as that, or begin to worship, meditate on Scripture. But I brought that up as personal as this conversation is on radio. It's still just between two people that don't know each other face to face. So in that sense, it's anonymous. And that's the bigger issue. If you're keeping your thought life pure, then just look at this as, a discipline that I don't want to give way to the flesh in this particular way. And then it does create bondage, and it does create fantasy, and it can open the door to other things
as well. Yeah.
Right. And that's, you know, and then there can be sexual addictions or desires that come out of this, or it can make it easier to let the thought life go in wrong ways. So if thoughts like that come to mind, try to turn it to praising God for the relationship you had together with your wife, and to turn it back to purity and to break away from it. Don't walk around with this guilt of condemnation like you're some rejected, horrific sinner. But just look at this as, okay, this is something where I can step higher in the Lord and therefore walk in freedom. And may the Lord give you grace as you continue forward on your journey now after these many years with your wife. So God bless you. Thanks for sharing that, Joseph.
Thanks,
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
Bye.
Again, let's major on what Scripture majors on, and it's obviously unclean thoughts being destructive and wrong, the passions of the flesh being destructive and wrong, giving way to things that are defined as pleasing. And there is bombardment. Come on. We must be vigilant. Look, if there was no internet, if there was no TV, if there were no centrally dressed people, if the fact is there's a devil. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verses 8 and 9, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There's a devil who hates you and wants to destroy you. He wants to take you out. He wants to take me out, and he'll do whatever he can to do that. So we must be sober. We must be vigilant. For some, sexual temptation is just not an issue. For others, you deal with like 12 hours, 16 hours, 18 hours a day. You've got to be vigilant. What I want to say to everyone is, if we'll follow Jesus' principles, if we'll follow word-based principles and walk in real relationship with the Lord, real vibrant relationship with the Lord, and steer in the middle of the river and don't stray to see how close we can get to bouncing off the banks here. Or, well, I'll watch that show because it's not that bad. Well, and the whole time we're asking the Lord, I'm sorry about this, forgive me. If we will concentrate on steering down the middle of the stream in vibrant relationship with the Lord, we'll find that this other junk just has a lot less power over us. Okay, I will get to your calls. Be patient, and I'll do my best to respond. We've held callers over from the last hour, which is why I'm especially mentioning that to you. 866-34-TRUTH to get in on the conversation. Something we've not done, and we want to do this today. I'm going to share, beginning in the next half hour, an amazing testimony from India, an extraordinary story of perseverance in the Lord and of God turning a horrific situation around for good. Amazing story from India. There's a book that tells the story of the ministry we work with in India. It's called Jesus Foot. Jesus Foot, the story of God's work in and through the life of P.A. Supatam and Love and Care Ministries in India and around the world. Wonderful book. We realized we had some of these in our office now as I just got this amazing testimony from India. So I said to our team, tell you what, let's do this. Whoever makes a contribution of any size whatsoever, one-time gift, doesn't matter, contribution of any size to the ministry today, we'll send them this postage paid as a free gift, our way of saying thank you for standing with us on the line of fire. So here's the number to call. Just ask for the India book or the Jesus Foot book with your contribution of any size, our way of saying thank you. Call us at 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Or stick around a couple more minutes. I'll share the amazing testimony with you, and then you'll want the book even more. But it's our way of saying thank you for your gift. 1-800-278-9978.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
So what do you do when you hear the latest news about Congressman Anthony Weiner and the sexual escapades and the embarrassment and all that? Do you make fun of the guy? Do you send notes to people, what a jerk, what an idiot? Or do you look at your own life and say, Lord, how can I live in a way that will not disgrace your name? If I was a leader, if I was a known person, a Christian leader, a political leader, a family leader, a person representing you, how can I live a life that did not defile, that did not destroy? What could I do? We're going to focus on sexual purity and continue our discussion on how we can live in a way that will please the Lord and avoid reproach. Look, I can honestly say when I see anybody mess up, there go I, but by the grace of God. Because I was shooting heroin at the age of 15. I was so full of rebellion and sin. I did things as a 14, 15-year-old I never dreamed I would have done. 16-year-old I never dreamed I would have done. Rebellion and ugly things. And then following Jesus, I've seen areas in me that were unclean or wrong, that were repulsive and ugly. And had to repent deeply before the Lord and ask him to cut those things out to the depth of my being and make radical life changes so as to please him in other ways. So I'm grateful for God's keeping power and God's saving power. And I want to take advantage of an ugly worldly situation with a non-believing congressman and see how this can be used as a wake-up call to help us not play games, walk in purity. 866-34-TRUTH. If someone came to you and said, hey, I'm really struggling with sexual sin, sexual desire, lust. What do I do? How do I live a life of purity? What would you tell that person? What are some lessons you have learned? I've been on this now for an hour and a half already on the air and gotten quite a number of calls from people who talked about the mistakes they made and lessons they learned. So we're not only soliciting calls from perfect people today. 866-34-TRUTH. Before getting back to the subject, though, I'm going to change gears for one moment to share a testimony with you from India. The precious people that we work with every year in India with Love and Care Ministries. Some of you heard that a live radio broadcast I did last year, the end of last year from India, washing the feet of a martyr's widow. We ministered to people whose family members had been killed for the gospel. We were with people who had been in the state of Orissa in horrific conditions where one family was trying to bury their one-and-a-half-year-old daughter, and the funerals were disrupted by Hindu radicals because they were Christian trying to bury their daughter. What happened was a woman, 8 months pregnant, young woman, she gets brutally beaten along with her husband. They're trying to bury their one-and-a-half-year-old baby, and she and her husband get brutally beaten. She now miscarries, loses the baby in her womb, so she loses two kids in 2 weeks. Tragic story. Well, here's the email from India. God will work all things out for good for those who love him and are called according to his purposes. In answer to all of your prayers, the men who beat them became Christians and were baptized. And a church is now being built in this previously staunch Hindu village. They've completed the walls and have requested our help to complete the roof. And this dear young woman is now pregnant again. Praise the Lord for his redemption power. Thank you for praying. The Lord hears and answers. Isn't that remarkable? Here this woman suffers terribly. She and her husband trying to bury their baby. The village is so staunchly Hindu that when the funerals are disrupted, there's nothing that's done. When the people are beaten, the mother, 8-month-old pregnant mother and her husband beaten, nothing's done. She miscarries, nothing's done. Others killed for their faith there, nothing done. Now these people got saved, and a church building is being built, and Jesus is being glorified there. We want to just say thank you to those who are standing with us in the ministry. I got this testimony today. I said, I've got to share it immediately with you, even though it's not on our specific focus topic. The story of the ministry there we work with in India called Jesus Foot, about this precious ministry, frontline ministry. We've risked our lives together with the folks there in amazing situations. We want to send this to you as our way of saying thank you for your contribution of any size to the Line of Fire. We'll send it to you postage paid. That's today only. Give us a call at 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. With your gift of any size, just ask for the India book, Jesus Foot. We'll send it to you as our way of saying thank you.
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire. It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Can we really live lives that are sexually pure? Can we? Is it possible with God's grace? No, not to live in such a way that we are 100% perfect 24/7 from the moment we're saved to the moment we die, and if we fall one speck short of that, we're forever lost? No. But can we really live in purity? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Number to call, 866-34-TRUTH. We have, miraculously, a line open if you'd like to weigh in. 866-348-7884. What are some keys that will help in sexual purity? Some pointers I've been giving out through the show. One, don't say it could never happen to me. Two, don't play games with sin. Three, if you know the thing is wrong, cut it off. Don't cut it back. What's going on in your thought life? What do you fill your mind with? What do you allow your eyes to see? What do you take in? What do you meditate on? What do you keep before you? What do you keep away from you? What role does the Word of God have in terms of filling your thought life, in terms of being foundational, in terms of Psalm 119, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you? What about overall discipline? Are you saying yes to the flesh in every other area, gluttony and indulgence and laziness, and yet trying to just fight a battle of sexual purity? It's an uphill battle all the more then. What about seeing the beauty of holiness? What about recognizing how beautiful it is to be holy? And you ever been real, real thirsty in a real, real hot day and somebody hands you a bottle, an ice-cold bottle of like the best natural spring water out there? It's like, oh, how refreshing. As opposed to if they had some muddy, dirty thing that they had some old tin cup and they reached down in the mud puddle and handed the thing to you and said, hey, are you thirsty? One, the beauty of holiness. Other, the pollution of sin. And if we recognize how ugly sin is, if we recognize how destructive it is, if we can remember before we sin how we felt the last time after we sinned, it is a great incentive to do the right thing. These are just some practical things that will help us. And I want to bring to attention that we live in a different world today, and there are different issues. For example, when I was first saved, if I was keeping myself clean in terms of relationships, well, I wouldn't hang out with women in certain places, right? We might have fellowship with a whole bunch of people at somebody's house, but I wouldn't hang out one-on-one with the person, nor would I be getting involved in phone calls with them because we weren't going together, right? Well, now, I mean, that's just the most minor thing. There could be 100 emails, texts, chat rooms, different ways of interacting, you know, sending notes, pictures back and forth. There's so many different things that can just become ways of communication that quickly and unknowingly and often unintentionally we begin to develop attachments or open our hearts or minds to people that we might not have, or develop interest in or exchange comments that we might not have. I mentioned this in the first hour. Let me repeat it for all of you listening now. I think it's a great concept to have certain accountability things built into our lives that we know if we cross certain lines, there will be penalties. And this is not the primary way to be holy. But if something will help, I think it's excellent, and it also helps us be above reproach. So, for example, a custom Nancy and I have had many times over the years in terms of I'm doing constant internet communication, so constant email, etc. If it's not just a purely business matter that happens to involve a female, you know, some airline notice about someone's trying to work out some details with a travel agent, and I'm going back and forth, and it happens to be a female. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about communication with people that we would know, with colleagues, with friends, or if someone just says, hey, Mike, I've got a question for you about that. Have you seen us in such a book? And so maybe someone that we know wants to communicate with me about something of the opposite sex. So what we've done, and a good part of our marriage is that, and good part of our emailing history, is that I'll blind copy her. So if I am, so those not familiar with blind copying, somehow, don't know the email term or term in general. So someone else is going to get that copy, but they're not going to be seen as getting it. They're not copied for everyone else to see. So I'll blind copy her. So not she's reading all the emails. That's the last thing she's going to be doing. Okay, but I'm doing it for two reasons. One, if anyone ever raised anything, well, you said something. No. Here, blind copy for my wife to see. There's nothing there. Okay. When I said, yeah, thanks, I appreciate the email, there was nothing suggestive. It was just, thanks, I appreciate the email. You know, that's one thing. And then the other thing is knowing that I wouldn't want to say anything that would be inappropriate with my wife reading it, listening to it. You say, well, God sees and knows everything. Yeah, it is true. But sometimes just knowing that there's someone there with us and someone standing together with us and that we're more accountable, it may be a little thing, but I would rather do the little thing than mess up in a big way. I would rather be wise in the little things than one day have God say to me, you fool, you blew it all. For what? 866-34-TRUTH, Cliff in Colorado Springs. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yes, Dr. Brown. First off, I want to thank you for addressing this issue. I mean, this is an issue that we can't make light of. That we can't come against enough. I mean, you know, in my own life, I was young in the Lord. I grew up Christian, but it wasn't real to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and. So there were things that I flirted with in the world, you know, sexual immorality. I mean, I wasn't the worst kid in the world, and so you know, I thought, hey, you know, I'm all right, you know, I don't need to worry about this stuff. And you know, I started coming to the Lord later on in life, you know, my early 20s, and you know. Kind of get an arrogant spirit, which, you know, spirit I still fight. You know, I thought, you know, the devil can't take me down. And, you know, I was on a path to where I this issue wasn't really being an issue for me anymore in my life. And
the so devil, self-deception, self-confidence came in.
Exactly. Exactly. And the devil put this person in my life who was a heroin addict and who I thought I was going to help, you know, the devil twists the word in your mind. And especially when you're a young Christian and you're not staying in the word like you should,
mm-hmm.
or if you're not staying in the word like you should. And you know, I ended up with hepatitis C as a result from this relationship.
And how many years ago was this, Cliff?
This was, this was back in 1999, 2000. It's been quite a while.
Right, go ahead. I'm just a little short on time, so I'm sorry. Okay. Ahead to the rest of the punchline. You know,
the Lord healed me of hepatitis C. He also healed her, you know, I mean, but.
Wow, that's mercy.
It is.
I've also been healed of hepatitis C, by the way, so I've experienced the same mercy from God. Yeah, back to the drug days, that went for me. Uh-huh.
That's a nasty.
What a wake up call though that this could never happen to me, and thanks Cliff for sharing this. This could never happen to me. That's not the kind of person I am. That's not the direction I would go. Look, it only happens to me. It only happens to you. In other words, just human beings. That's the only class of people this happens to. The only class of people that fall into sexual sin are people. So the only ones this can possibly happen to are you or me, unless we are not the rule. We are the exception to the rule, and we follow God's ways and live these things out from the Lord. Hey, Cliff, what to me is the big takeaway is I wasn't that bad, and this was not a big issue in my life. Therefore, I didn't have to be as vigilant. You know, we've had some folks call us earlier in the broadcast for whom sexual addiction was very powerful in their lives. There are others that it wasn't that big a deal, but they played with things. They opened the door. Here, is there anything in your life that you used to be bound by and you're completely free from now? Doesn't it feel wonderful? Isn't it great to be free? Isn't it great to be free and you fall asleep without guilt? Isn't it great to be free and you fall asleep without regret? Isn't it great to be free and you don't have the shakes over that thing or a cold sweat or you're bound, you do crazy things and, you know, someone just to get high, selling their body or stealing money and now they're free? I remember being set free from drugs the end of 71 and early 72, just, wow, it was amazing. it was so different. And then my head started to get clear from all the fog I had been living in. But once you're free, once you're cleaned up, don't go back and play with the thing. Once they've come in and liberated you from the prison and taken the chains and shackles off and wiped the vomit off of your mouth and taken away the dog food that you've been fed in the prison cell there, and you walk out and they give you brand new clothes and they patch up the wounds and they give you whatever food you want and a beautiful home to live in and beautiful landscape yard, don't go back in the prison to see what the chains feel like. Don't go back to taste the vomit again. You're a new person. Enjoy your freedom. Don't let anything steal it from you. More to come.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Since I started talking about the subject of sexual purity almost 2 hours ago, asking why it is sexual sin can be so powerful and what are some practical keys to walking in sexual purity, our phones have been ringing off the hook. Yes, I know this is relevant. Yes, I know this is something that both men and women deal with. Yes, I know that we are in a sensually overloaded society today with more temptation at our fingertips than any generation in human history. Therefore, all the more do we need to know the Lord, be strong in the Lord, take refuge in the Lord, and work out practical ways to help us in holiness. Let me encourage every one of you to go to our website, askdrbrown.org, and click on the Line of Fire and listen to a free message. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Go to the website, AskDrBrown.org, and click on the Line of Fire for today's show. You'll see a link to a message called Acharit. Acharit, the final end. It's the most important message I've ever preached in my life on sexual purity. I preached it by God's grace around the world based on the Hebrew word Acharit. I have gone back to countries 20 years later, and the people don't speak any English, and they come up to me and they say, Acharit, Acharit. They remember this. I want to help you. This message has helped me through the years. So go to AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire for today's broadcast, and when you get an opportunity, listen to the message, link it for your friends, pass it on to others. It will bless you. We've got other resources as well you can take advantage of, but I want to encourage everyone to listen to that message. All right, back to the phones. LJ in Raleigh, North Carolina, thank you for calling, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today, man?
Very well, thanks.
That's good. I just want to speak real quick. I know you're pressed on time. Just want to speak to solutions. There's been a lot of great testimonies about struggles and trials that have happened with people as far as purity goes. And one of the things I know that for myself, being someone who used to be highly and just aggressively addicted to pornography, one of the things that truly blessed me was just hearing the Lord's voice saying that I desired something more than I feared and revered him. And that in itself is just, it's a small thought, but yet it's big in the sense of our spirituality and being able to understand what sin is. And I think that is lacking somewhat in the body today where the basics have been forgotten, of just how God views sin and what freedom we've been given from that and just Christ and what he did on the cross. And now having, like, young men especially where they're idle, they're busy, where even they're in the Word and studying a lot, but they're not getting out and discipling, because if our time was spent doing the business of God, we would have less time to actually fall into these temptations that we do fall into. And for myself, while I was one, I'm a young minister, and while I knew the Word and was deep in it, I did the whole cycle of look at pornography, I might masturbate, and then I feel guilty about it, and it was cyclical. Like, I'd do it over and over again, and I'd feel so bad about it, and then I would lament as opposed to repenting and turning from it and running from it and dissolving, demolishing destroying everything that caused that to come about. And so, like, for young guys, and I would say even for young women and older men, getting out and doing what Christ has asked of us will help a whole lot in the area of sexual immorality. Of if we're busy doing the will of God, mm-hmm. we don't have to find ourselves busy doing the basically the work of the devil. So,
yeah, and LJ, let me just say that there are a lot of real basic things. I mean, there is a basic truth of the gospel that got hold of you, and loving God, hating sin, what really matters, and then you built on that, and your life has been changed. You've gone forward from there, and yeah, look, if I have idle time, and I now go out and do the work of the Lord, or I help the poor, or I worship the Lord with other people, or I get in the Word instead of having idle time, or just surfing the net mindlessly, or texting endlessly, or watching the latest sitcom, this or whatever it is, it will make a practical difference in my life as far as holiness. Amen. Fully agreed. Lisa in Orlando, Florida, we're a little short on time, but I did want to get to your call, so please dive in.
Yes, I read your book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, and it really is great. You know, it's a great research tool, and it really helped me in my work. I wanted to get quickly to the point of, yes, all those things that I've heard anyway that you've discussed are so good for people. As I hear about the deeper addictions, and there's one woman that called in that to me sounded sad and maybe depressed, and she's dealing with those issues maybe on a different level than someone that can just walk away by cutting it off. And that reminded me of your book and people that deal in the gay, pederast agenda, where their identity is wrapped into this sexual abuse because of their own sexual abuse. And it takes a little more deeper cutting. It's like cutting off a cancer at the surface of the skin or a deep-rooted cancer. It's a deep cut that God has to really either supernaturally instantly do or over your lifetime. And yes, your satisfaction when you're free, just like you spoke about, is so awesome, because the devil is a liar that, you know, he thinks that you can't reach, you know, that he lies to you that you can get your satisfaction in this drug of sex instead of in him, and only he satisfies. But you can't really get to that place until God heals you from that sexual abuse. And the younger age that you experienced it, of course, the worse that it is, where the enemy really gets clutches in. So I just want to touch on those analogies and how these deep-rooted issues take a deeper process that the Holy Spirit needs to come in.
What you're saying is real important. In fact, I knew I wouldn't have time to get into it fully, but I wanted to plant the seed for future discussion. So, Lisa, thank you for calling and sharing that. There are things that can happen to us in our lives, sexual abuse, heterosexual, homosexual, different things we can go through, that when we come to the Lord, there's still some junk, not that it's sin, but that there are remnants of things in our thinking, our lifestyle, and the Lord wants to dig down deep, and to the very core of who we are as human beings, bring healing. He heals the brokenhearted. There's a transformation and wholeness that comes that can transform us forever. And we will talk about that more in a future broadcast. Hey, friends, just another reminder. I'm holding in my hand the book Jesus Foot, the amazing story of the work in India with my friend Yesu Padam. He's been stoned for the gospel. His wife, Padmini, was raised from the dead. Extraordinary stories recounted there. I've had the privilege of putting my life on the line for the gospel with him. We just got an amazing testimony from India I shared earlier in the show, and I thought, you know, I've got some of these books in the office. This is our way of saying thank you to anyone that calls us right now at 1-800-278-9978 and makes a contribution of any size whatsoever to the broadcast. 1-800-278-9978. We will send you this free and postage paid as our way of saying thank you. Ask for the India book or the book Jesus Foot. My bottom line, God calls us to holiness, and by the grace of God, we can live holy lives. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and in him we are empowered to live new lives by the power of God. Let us explore the depth of the grace of God.